Thank you, London. A few weeks ago, as you guys know, not just a few weeks ago, all semester we've kind of gone to this new structure of testimonies on Monday, a specific message on the teaching of Jesus on Tuesdays, and then singing songs of praise on Thursdays. And a few weeks ago, I reached out to the BSU and said, hey, February is Black History Month, and we want to celebrate and join with BSU in celebrating Black History Month. And so I asked, is there anyone you want to speak? And not too long ago, I got, hey, we've got this guy that we want to speak. And some of you may recognize Reggie because we had him come last year. I'm excited. If you know Reggie Dial, really, you don't have to do much in Lubbock to see Reggie's involved in a lot of things, from business to being a leader in the 100 Black Men of West Texas. He's got his hands everywhere around the city of Lubbock, and it's really awesome to see the way the Lord's using him to make a difference in this community. I've known Reggie for almost 35 years, which may be shocking because he has hair and I don't, but we're really excited and blessed to have a man of this kind of character, but also a man who exemplifies God in the way that he views and treats people. So let's show him a lot of love. Give it up for Mr. Reggie Dial.
How y'all doing this morning? He didn't have to tell y'all how many years he's been knowing each other, but it's been quite a while. Again, I really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you today. It's always good to see young people in the place of worship. It's always good to see that. I'll be talking to you today about the 100 again. I'm the current president of the 100 Black Men of West Texas, and I'll give you a little bit of history of the 100 and how we got started, how the national organization got started, and how the local chapter got started, and what we are doing here within this great city of Lubbock. The overall concept of the 100 began in 1963 in New York City when a group of concerned African-American men began to meet and explore ways of improving conditions within their community. These visionaries included businessmen and industry leaders such as David Dinkins, Robert Magnum, Nathan Goldston, Livingston Wingate, Andrew Hatcher, and Mr. Jackie Robinson. On October 2nd, 1986, representatives from the 100 Black Men chapters converged in Washington, D.C. for a final meeting to establish a national organization. During previous meetings, they determined a structure, governance, and model that would provide the most effective physical and financial resources to support communities and chapters. At the final gathering, the organization's name, the 100 Black Men of America, Inc., was unveiled, and attendees elected four accomplished professional men from within their ranks to serve as its first founding fathers, officers. Each of the four was selected based on the demonstrated commitment to giving back in a holistic way that addressed the educational, social, emotional, and cultural needs in the youth in our communities. They put their hands to the plow and did the work necessary to establish the foundation for a network of chapters in their infancy, which today is an international nonprofit organization that positively impacts more than 125,000 youth across the United States and abroad. Throughout our history, the leadership of the 100 Black Men of America has been impeccable. The men chosen as national leaders have all contributed to the growth and strength of the organization. Their unique contributions have helped the 100 become one of the premier mentor organizations anywhere. Consider the impact each leader has made. On May 27, 1987, in Atlanta, Georgia, this newly formed mentoring organization held its first national conference and introduced itself to the nation. Notice speakers included Alex P. Haley and the late Manyard H. Jackson. Several of our African-American leaders in Lubbock seen the need in our community, and the 100 Black Men of West Texas was established in 1994. The goal of this group of men was to enhance the life of all people in our city with the emphasis on African Americans. The 100 seeks to serve as a beacon of leadership by utilizing our diverse talents to create environments where our children are motivated to achieve and to empower our people. Power our people to become self-sufficient, shareholders in the economic and social fabric of communities that we serve. The way that we accomplish this mission is through mentoring, education, economic empowerment, health and wellness, and leadership development. 100 Black Men of West Texas is committed to the intellectual development of youth and economic empowerment of the African-American community based on the following precepts: respect for family, spiritual justice, and integrity. In 2010, we received the honor of being the number one chapter in the nation for mentoring. A lot of honor was because of the great event that started by Pastor Charles Hankston, which is our fishing derby. He had his first fishing derby in 1998 with the purpose of the old proverb, if you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he will eat for a lifetime. On his first fishing derby, I believe that he had less than 50 people show up. But ever since then, the event has grown to be where we average about 1,500 kids that will show up to our great event. The best part about this event is it's free to the public and has been recognized by the Texas Game Warden Association as the biggest free fishing derby in the state of Texas. All they have to do is show up and have a good time. Another awesome event that we have is our annual scholarship gala. Today's tough economic conditions have made it difficult for all nonprofit organizations to meet the needs of those that we serve. The 100 Black Men of West Texas on the support of all local companies and individuals to fulfill that mission. Last year, we had the honor of hosting our 29th annual scholarship gala, and it was the best one to date. We were able to award over $100,000 in scholarship money to a young person who wants to further their education. In these days and times, the 100 is committed to making sure that we live in the best city in our nation. But in order to make that happen, we have to work on our race relations within our city and become a melting pot that America is. We started a Be the Change campaign that focuses on those relationships. Not only are we focusing on race relations, but we have also created a partnership with our local police academy in the effort to recruit more minorities to our local police department, because representation is very important. And one of our mottos that we go by is what they see is what they will be. So we work every day to be the example that the young people in our community. I truly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak with you about the 100 and learn about our goals and values. And I would love to continue this conversation with you men and women and figure out ways that we can work together. We are so much stronger together than we are apart. I truly appreciate this opportunity to talk with you today, but I'll just end it with a quick story to show you how Lubbock is and how we're better together. In 2020, when we were going through a lot of turmoil, with the George Floyd and everything that was going on in 2020, I had the opportunity and the privilege to talk about these situations on radios, TV, et cetera, et cetera. Well, one day I was at Cast Iron Grill. I think a lot of y'all are familiar with Cast Iron Grill. They got great breakfast. I'm walking in, and it was an older white couple that was standing on the side of me, and they just kept staring at me. I'm like, why are they, like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? They kept staring at me. And as I would order my oatmeal, I ordered oatmeal all the time when my office was downtown, the older lady, she stopped me. And she said, are you Reggie Dial? I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am. She said, I've been watching you on TV. I've been listening to you on different radio shows and et cetera. She said, right now, I know we're not supposed to because it was during the COVID time. See, I just want to give you a big hug. Can I give you a hug? I said, yes, ma'am, you sure can. She said, and honestly, that had been a very stressful month of talking. I was honestly tired of talking about it, to be honest with you. I was tired of talking about it. And at that moment, God sent me an angel to let me know that everything is going to be okay. She just sat there and hugged. We sat in the middle of a Cast Iron Grill, weeping tears, because it was a difficult time during their situations. And That was so unexpected. Remember, we weren't supposed to be touching each other, you know, during that time. And she just gave me a hug, and we hugged for a good minute. And till this day, I've never seen that, you know, I've never seen that lady again. But I hope that one day I can run across her again and just to say thank you, because she didn't realize how bad I needed that hug, you know. And so that's just to show you the type of people that we have in our great city of Lubbock, Texas. And so always be open-minded, always be open-hearted to change, always be open-hearted to different perspectives, and just stay the course. Again, I thank you, and I appreciate this opportunity. And I've always wanted to say this. You're now dismissed.